First, our top story, tensions between India and Bangladesh intensify as the significant incident unfolds. This involves the ISKCON priest Chinmoy Krishna Das, who was arrested in Bangladesh, going to court but not being represented by any lawyer. He's been charged with sedition. He's been denied legal representation today on a day when relations between India and Bangladesh appeared to plummet further.
As protest against Bangladesh continued in India, the jailed Hindu priest Chinmoy Krishna Das's bail plea was not heard in a Chittagong court, as no lawyer turned up to defend him. Meanwhile, the Bangladesh Foreign Ministry summoned the Indian High Commissioner in Dhaka.
We really want to build a positive, stable, constructive relationship moving forward. There are so many things we are doing. We remain interested in working with the government of Bangladesh to fulfill our shared aspirations for peace, security and development.
The summons came over the breach at the Bangladesh Assistant High Commissioner in Agartala by Hindu protesters on Monday.
According to police sources, at least seven people who have been identified in video footages have been detained after raids that Tripura police conducted across Agartala after the breach at the premises of the Assistant High Commission of Bangladesh during a protest of the Hindu groups against the situation that is developing in Bangladesh. The state government has ordered a probe and three police personnel have been suspended for negligence of duty, due to which the breach of the security of the Assistant High Commission's office had taken place.
Today too, a massive protest was held against the arrest of ISKCON monks in Bangladesh.
We came Agartala, all the together people like Hindu, Buddhist together to protest against the Bangladesh government. Bangladesh, many people are living, but our minority people are tortured and killing. I want to give the peace message to everyone, give the solution to our Honorable Minister Amit Shah Ji, Honorable Prime Minister Modi Ji, to take a look after this matter and give the solution for us.
Hoteliers and restaurant owners have temporarily suspended services to Bangladeshis across Tripura. In Assam, Hindu groups protested in several places, and in Guwahati, the Congress alleged that the center's neighborhood first policy had failed. In Kolkata, ISKCON spokesperson and Vice President Radharaman Das said lawyers who had defended the Hindu priest Chinmoy Krishna Das earlier were attacked.
The whole thing is very unfortunate. Unless a lawyer represent him in court, how we can expect somebody will get justice? We are very hopeful. We were very hopeful that he will get justice today and he will be granted bail. But forget about getting bail. Even his lawyers couldn't come to the court.
The persecution of minorities and the targeting of ISKCON has reached the UK Parliament, with several MPs voicing their concern over the situation in Bangladesh.
The International Society of Krishna Consciousness, who run Bhaktivedanta Manor in Elstree, the largest Hindu temple in this country. In Bangladesh, their spiritual leader is under arrest. Hindus across Bangladesh are being subject literally to death by their houses being burnt, their temples are being burnt. And there was an attempt today in the Bangladesh High Court to rule that ISKCON should be banned from the country. This is a direct attack on Hindus.
The degree of escalation in the violence is deeply, deeply concerning. And what we are witnessing now is just uncontrolled violence in many quarters. And we are now watching with horror and shock as further violence is spread in Bangladesh. We have a religious leader who has now been arrested. We need to know effectively what is being done to secure his release, due process in particular.
The idea of a peacekeeping force in Bangladesh to protect minorities was floated in the past as well, in 2021, when there were large-scale attacks during Durga Puja. And this time, with the persecution of minorities and especially the Hindu community and the world watching, the interim government in Bangladesh will have to do a lot more to convince the world and its own citizens that there is due process of law and that minorities are safe in Bangladesh. With Ratnadeep Chaudhary and cameraperson Giri Shankar, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Radharam Das, Vice President and Spokesperson of ISKCON Kolkata, Veena Sikri, former High Commissioner of India to Bangladesh. We're also joined by Mohammed Kamruzzaman. He's a senior journalist in Bangladesh. Radharaman Das, do you have any update at all on the legal advice that Chinmoy Krishna Das will get? Is there anybody who might represent him going forward?
Actually, there is nobody, as we all saw, that nobody turned up in the court to defend Chinmay Krishnadas. Because when the lawyers had come, more than 50 lawyers had come to defend him. And we came to know that their houses were attacked. There are two lawyers who were very brutally attacked, and they are fighting for their lives. So even their chambers were ransacked, their houses were attacked. So in that case, who will come for him? And also we saw that inside the Chittagong court, there was a group of lawyers who were saying that if any person who will come to defend Chinmay Krishnadas, then we should attack them. We should attack them. So this is what is going on. Actually, we saw that the radicals on the streets, they are chanting that, you know, catch ISKCON devotees, torture them and kill them. But what we saw inside a Chittagong court today, that one group of the lawyers, they were chanting that, you know, if anybody dare to defend him, then we will attack them. So this is very, very unfortunate.
Sir, the entire allegation of sedition, it just seems bizarre. When, from what we understand, he was trying to get support from people to protect minorities. Is that your understanding as well?
Right. Actually, they had only one 8-point demand, we all know. And those are very simple demands. And main demand is that they should get protection. And like 5 days holiday during Durga Puja, then minority commission, then commission to examine attacks on the minorities. So just basic things. And we all saw that when 4 lakh, 5 lakh people, when they came for the rallies, they were conducting the rally so peacefully without any violence or any commotion or anything. So they were very peaceful protester. They were just demanding and pleading with the government that these 8 points should be addressed. But instead of government speaking with their heads, we saw that they filed sedition cases against 19 people. And we saw that we are seeing that, you know, Chinmay Krishnadas, the face of agitation, he was arrested. Also, forget about the attack on lawyers and all that. When he was inside jail, then two brahmacharis, they used to go and to deliver medicines and prasad to him in the jail. So on one day when they were returning from the jail, they were also arrested. So what we know, 4 of our brahmacharis, they are inside jail now.
Mohammad Kamruzzaman, on the entire issue of lawyers failing to turn up and those who wanted to potentially represent Chinmay Krishnadas being threatened, it just begs the larger question, who's in charge? Is there any law and order? How can a man who's been charged with sedition not get legal representation and his case gets tossed for 1 month, right? Delayed by 1 month. How does anybody account for that in Bangladesh?
Actually, during December, there is a government holiday in all the courts. So it's not that the case hearing or bail petition hearing of Chinmay Krishnadas will be delayed exceptionally. Actually, this is vacation. But if any lawyer or any supporters of Chinmay Krishnadas, they want, they can go to the court for a special sitting. In previous times, there were some such instances. But the surprising matter is that maybe there are some exaggeration or misinformation that all the lawyers, there are some protests, of course, after the vandalism on the envoys houses in India yesterday, and there are also protests from the lawyers after the killing of a young lawyer. But it doesn't mean that the lawyers of Chinmay Krishnadas will not be able to come to the court. They are available in the court premises, so they may come to the court. This is the real scenario.
But Mr. Kamruzzaman, how is it that two lawyers are apparently fighting for their lives, lawyers who wanted to represent Chinmay Krishnadas?
Okay, for that, but there are so many lawyers. For that, of course, a case may be filed before the court or before the police station. And government has also assured that in case of any breaches of law, action will be taken. But of course, seemingly, there are so many reports, so many exaggeration on the social media.
One second, Mr. Kamruzzaman, let me get this straight. Let me get this clear. You accept the fact that there are two lawyers who are fighting for their lives, they are in ICU, in the legal team of Chinmoy Krishna Das, and you believe that there would be other lawyers, despite being threatened and seeing their fellow colleagues in the ICU, who would land up in court and represent this man. Do you really realistically think that will happen?
Actually, this is a narration that you are stating now. Okay. How those lawyers were injured, who attacked them. So this... all things should be investigated. So, without any vague information or without
but
any
are they
specific
not in
information,
ICU?
You can't say
are
this,
they not fighting for their life? As a senior journalist, you would know. Are these two men, lawyers in his legal team, not fighting for their lives in the ICU? Yes or no?
In this case, there are so many exaggerations. For example, in Bangladesh, Chinmoy Krishna Das is a citizen of this country. And this is
so
an
I'm
independent
asking about
country.
The lawyers.
Yes, of course. In the previous time, there were many incidents during the Sheikh Hasina regime that judicial process were hampered. Even eyewitness was abducted.
Nothing justifies. Yes. One wrong doesn't justify another. I'm only asking you
is it not true
that there are two lawyers fighting for their lives in the ICU who were part of the legal team of Chinmoy Krishna Das, yes or no?
This incident must be investigated. And if anyone found guilty for attacking those lawyers, of course they should be punished. And Bangladesh government, the interim government, must ensure that punishment. And it is already stated from different corners of the government.
Give me 1 second, and we'll deal with every issue that you want to talk about, including the attack on the Assistant High Commission in Agartala. We will talk about that. On this program, we talk about all aspects. But I want to deal with this first. Radharaman Das, the two men fighting for their lives, the lawyers, right, legal counsels of Chinmoy Krishna Das, how were they attacked? Where were they attacked? When were they attacked? Who attacked them? Could you share any details?
Yeah, the first lawyer, Mr. Raymond Roy, he was attacked in Dhaka on 25th November. And the second lawyer, he was attacked immediately after he appeared during the first hearing of Chinmay Krishna Das. So his name is, I think, Birian something. I have tweeted his name and details. So the video is also there. So he was not only attacked and beaten brutally. I think his leg is broken and his he was hit in his head. His whole chamber was ransacked and, you know, vandalized. Okay. So all these pictures and videos I have tweeted, all those details are there on my tweet.
All right. I'm also joined at this stage by Asaduzzaman Fuad. He's a barrister at law and senior advocate in the Supreme Court of Bangladesh and a joint member secretary of the AB party. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us. Does anything justify the lack of a lawyer or lawyers being absent for the hearing of Chinmoy Krishna Das?
Thank you very much. First of all, is it because the state should be responsible for the absence of Chinmoy's lawyer? We do not know yet. I have read out and tried to contact a few journalists, and they tried to contact the lawyer instructed by Chinmoy, and they couldn't reach out. The issue is about whether the state or the local administration has been any part of any hindrance for Chinmoy cannot be represented legally in the court. So that is one aspect. And the other is something else, why the lawyer was absent. Now, that needs to be found out. And so far, the information is concerned, we do not have any absolute truth to the fact. Any citizen of the country, any alleged person, should be given legal access. That's part of our constitutional right. And so is Chinmoy is a Bangladeshi citizen, and he deserves that right too. The issue is we need to find out whether the lawyer was given a lack of security, was he was afraid, what was the reason why he was not there, and whether something else was happening, he was just trying to embarrass the country and the judiciary.
But Mr. Fuad, according to reports, who are part of Chinmoy Krishna Das's team, who are fighting for their lives in the ICU. This has been stated on social media. It's been stated on this program by Radhanaman Das, Vice President of ISKCON Kolkata, right? Is this not correct?
Well, so far the newspapers I have read out, there is no such report that he has been tortured, beaten up, he has been taken to ICU.
No, the lawyers.
Well, I think the journalist was trying to reach out to the lawyer, and they couldn't reach out without having a first-hand information. Information on social media cannot be the credible source.
All right, just hold on for one moment, sir. Radhanaman Das, as a responsible person, on what basis do you say that the lawyers of Chinmoy Krishna Das were attacked and hospitalized as a result of the attack? On what is the source, or on what basis do you say this?
One journalist who sent his camera person there, and that video which I have tweeted is recorded by a very reputed news channel. I don't want to take the name, but sure. Details is there if anybody needs it. So that channel sent a person to the lawyer chamber to record it. And in video, you can see also in Bengali, the name of the lawyer is written, and you can see his chamber completely destroyed, and you can see the lawyer, with his broken leg and bandaged head. So all these details we are gathering through credible sources, some prominent channels they had sent. So I got from them, and also I spoke with the assistants of Chinmay Krishna Das. So they also confirmed that not only these two, but many lawyers' houses were attacked, and also police has filed a case against all 70 lawyers who were there on the first date of hearing. I think the same case of murder of that one lawyer. So all these other lawyers has been implicated in the murder charge of that lawyer, which was killed during the first appearance. So this is like a witch hunting. If you file cases against all lawyers, then they understand, this is a direct threat. Then how can other lawyers will come and defend him?
High Commissioner Veena Sikri, does it appear disingenuous at this stage to suggest that attacks against, whether it's lawyers defending Chinmoy Krishna Das or it is minorities in Bangladesh, whatever their religion may be, are sporadic and not systemic? Because the evidence seems to suggest increasingly otherwise.
No, there is definitely a systematic attack on the minorities communities beginning 5th of August 2024, and it hasn't let up at all. I would say that this is perhaps the worst situation that has affected the minorities since 1971. Because while there have been attacks in between, they've never been so systematically prolonged. Now, to come to the case of Chinmoy Krishna Das, I think it is really a violation of the legal system of Bangladesh. The constitutional rights of Chinmoy Krishna Das have not been protected, and he's not been awarded a legal defense. In fact, the judge should have definitely said, okay, the lawyer is not available. Please make sure a lawyer is provided by the state tomorrow, and the case could have been held tomorrow. But he has deliberately postponed it by 1 month. So Chinmoy Krishna Das will be illegally incarcerated for 1 month. And the fact of the matter is that nothing about this news is appearing in the media of Bangladesh. There is complete denial. There's not even a mention of the case of the person that his lawyer has been fighting for his life in the court. The media is completely suppressing the whole issue. Only the case of the death of the Muslim lawyer is being highlighted, and all the people are being charged in his death. And the case about the attacks on the minorities, the case about the torture and systemic attacks they are facing is just not coming in the media at all in Bangladesh. So as a result, social media is being blamed for being, partial. And this issue is just not being discussed.
Okay.
We know it was so serious that even on the 8th of August, our Prime Minister mentioned it in his initial message to Professor Yunus. And Professor Yunus telephoned our Prime Minister and said, I'm going to look at this case. But since then, there has been not a word from Professor Mohammed Yunus. And there has been absolutely no indication that anybody in the interim government is looking at this case.
Okay.
And looking at the situation of the minorities. And when the situation that the people in India are expressing their anger about the situation, and something has happened in Tripura, Assam, then that has been taken up. But the desecration of the Indian flag in Dhaka, it is being painted on the ground in Dhaka, and people are walking over it, whether it is in the university. I've seen those visuals myself, that people are walking over the imprint of the national flag. And there is no indication at all because it's not being covered in the media. So in Bangladesh...
But Ambassador Sikri, let's just look at, take one step back and look at the desecration of flags. It's evidently happened on both sides. It's happened on Indian soil, it's happened on Bangladeshi soil. Nothing justifies the violence which took place at the Assistant High Commission in Agartala. India has issued a statement condemning this. India's High Commissioner to Dhaka has also been called in and has issued a statement after that. Do you believe that there is now a recognition on both sides that, look, we cannot let this become a larger, violent sort of scenario, which seems to be what the biggest concern is? Do you believe there's an effort diplomatically to try and not go down that road?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct that right from the first day, our government has said we are prepared to talk to the interim government and continue the good relationship between India and Bangladesh and all the multifarious sectors. This has been there from day one. And that position remains. And we are prepared to talk about any situation that is there. Certainly when a high commissioner was called and he came out and he said, yes, this is one of the incidents. We are prepared to talk about it. And so many incidents have happened on the other side and we are continuing to talk about them. But what I'm concerned about is that this huge gap in information and knowledge. We are getting all this knowledge here. Our channels are talking about it. I'm so glad that you have raised this question in such detail in today's discussion. But I am worried that within Bangladesh, apart from the few representatives who come on the channels, and they are briefed because they are saying exactly the same thing on all the channels that have been on. The same wording, the same excuses, the same everything is being said. But they are saying it. Even the journalists are saying it. But within Bangladesh, are they talking about it? Not at all. It is as though it hasn't happened. It's a surreal situation. And if we are going to tackle it, we are ready to tackle it. We're ready to continue the good relations. We're ready to talk about any issue that is there, concerns of both sides. But there must be a reality check on what is happening to the minority communities. Why did President Trump say that there's chaos in Bangladesh and there are barbaric attacks on Hindus and Christians? Did he say it just like that? Why is the British Parliament today discussing it in such detail, in such agonizing detail like giving in British Parliament? Is it fake? Is it wrong that they're doing it? You know, the global community is worried about it, is taking it up. We've never seen such a persistent attack on minorities, Hindus, Buddhists, Christians. And when they made a simple 8-point demand, that is being wiped out of existence. Nobody has talked about it. There is no mention in the media that the minority community has made an 8-point demand. And yes, let's look at it and discuss it and see what's relevant. There's right. No mention of it in any Bangladesh media. So I think this surreal situation is going to cause a bigger divide among the minority communities in Bangladesh and the majority community.
Okay, I just wanted to get a last comment from Asaduzzaman Fuad. You heard the former High Commissioner of India to Dhaka speak over there. How would you respond that, both sides need to take a step back for sure, but these attacks on minorities being referred to around the world now, that's something that has to be tackled immediately because this is an internal situation which seems to be getting out of control in Bangladesh?
Well, I think situation is pretty in control of the administration. I think your guests should remember that why India is the prime source of misinformation and disinformation. Your guests have been very candid about their sources on social medias. There are no credible sources of what they have been speaking about. The fact of the matter is, this is an incident should not be taken into isolation, what happened in the last 6 years. It has been the collapse of the regime solely supported by the Indian administration. And that's how the chaos ensued in the following months, leading to June, July, and August. More than 1,700 people have been butchered during those periods. And these are all done under the eyes of Indian administration. Even during those protests, 9 members of Hindu community fallen martyrs among those 1,700. And we haven't seen any statement whatsoever, let alone for the 1,700 Bangladeshi citizens. Now, what we are seeing, a foul cry for a non-issue, for an issue. Why Chinmoy has been made an issue in Indian media? Why? Because they are Bangladeshi citizens. We are quite good at looking after our own citizens. If there are issues, our members of the Hindu community have been protesting at large, making demonstrations in tens and thousands in different cities. They are absolutely open to do that. Even at the Dhaka University last night, you have seen from the Jagannath Hall, that the hall for the Hindu students at the Dhaka, at the top university of the country, have been coming out in masses, protesting against the attitudes and what the Delhi administration has been doing since July and August. So I think this needs to be understood from the foreign policy and the security relationship between the two countries. What is happening and what has been discussed is a pure isolation.
All right, now, let me just get a quick reaction. You make your point. Ambassador Sikri, anger against India primarily linked to New Delhi's foreign policy choices with the previous regime. I mean, how does Delhi look at that?
Let me look at this, say this very clearly, that we have said even in August and we have said before that we will deal with the government in power in Bangladesh. I was there when Prime Minister Khalida Zia was the Prime Minister. We dealt with her fully. And when in 2009, for the second time around, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina came to power, I think she was able to recognize India's concerns on security, on trade and cooperation. It was a bilateral, very equitable relationship. Bangladesh economy grew steadily during those years at 5 to 8%. So you cannot say that this is absolutely... Every benefit has gone to the people of Bangladesh. The benefit has been fully mutual. There's not even been one issue. Of course, there are remaining issues. I'm not saying that everything has been solved. I agree there's the river waters issue. There are other issues which are prepared to talk about. And we are continuing to talk about with the Bangladesh government. We're prepared to whatever they say about it. But they haven't come and said anything about it except making statements to the media or speaking at seminars. So I'm saying that we are fully prepared to talk to this government and they should take it at face value and not continuously compare themselves with Sheikh Hasina, because everybody in Bangladesh, even the media is writing about it, that this government is doing exactly, if not worse, than what Sheikh Hasina had done. People are saying, Age bhalo chilo, it was better before.
All right. Okay, we'll leave it over there. And I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. It is a tense situation. Hopefully there will be peace in Bangladesh.